This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Phil Ford is a Tar Heel and always will be, and he's also today's WCHL hometown hero. Everybody started loving you when you got to Carolina, started as a freshman and led the Tar Heels to the 1975 ACC Tournament Championship, and then you went on from there to have just a stellar career at Carolina.
Well, that's very nice of you, Wood. But I wouldn't use the term led because there were guys on our team named Walter Davis, John Kuster, Tommy Legard, Mitch Kupchak. Of course, Coach Smith did such a tremendous job with us that year.
Typical modest Phil Ford. All you got to do is hold up four fingers, and everybody knows that means the four corners, which a lot of people call the Ford corners. Phil, you were drafted number two in the 1978 NBA Draft, Rookie of the Year, 1979. You retired from there in 1985 and began a banking career, and then you started a coaching career.
A young guy from Rocky Mount, North Carolina that grew up and wanted to be a pro athlete and to come to the school that I pulled for growing up in Rocky Mount to play at North Carolina, then to play in the NBA. I was truly blessed. You said I was a banker for a couple of years and joined the staff at North Carolina in 1988. My time as a coach at North Carolina was just unbelievable. I can never go back and think of anything that I would have enjoyed doing more than coaching at North Carolina.
Phil went on to coach for a time in the NBA as well, and now you are doing some things that are very near and dear to your heart. Tell us about that.
The Phil Ford Foundation fights childhood obesity. I had a camp over in the western part of the state and got very close to a youngster there who was obese, and he tried so hard and he was just limited in what he could do. And my cousin and I got together and decided to start a foundation, and we chose childhood obesity, and the name of Dr. Ileana Perrin came up, and a doctor at the North Carolina Children's Hospital here, and we've worked closely with North Carolina Children's Hospital since then.
And you also do some motivational speaking.
I enjoy speaking to young kids about things that have happened to me in my life. I just finished a children's book titled The Kid Who Couldn't Dunk, and I thought it would be motivational to some youngsters. I had some success as a basketball player, and I've never dunked. And everybody thinks now dunking is the epitome of being a basketball player, so hopefully it'll motivate some young kids.
Which is just...
I've really never dunked.
Well, thank you for doing everything that you do. And if anybody wants to find out more about what Phil Ford is doing, go to philfordbasketball.com.
And thank you for your friendship through all these years, Ron John.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.